Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com. Collective is a leading platform supporting collaboration, not competition, through an online community and events throughout the year with one purpose: to create happier property managers. The PM Collective creates connections for property managers looking to create momentum within their careers and personal life. Join me and my guests as we discuss challenges, struggles, mental health, mindset, and give advice to property managers and anyone in the industry. To find out more about our memberships, visit pmcollective.com.au. Today, we don't have any guests. I'm going to do a solo podcast, which I don't think I have done since the very start. So I have just got back from a leadership retreat in Orlando, Florida. It was fantastic. And I've got a couple of solo podcasts that I'm going to share with you to talk about what I learned on the week that I was away. And the first one was about bridging the gap with a multi-generational workplace. And this would probably be the number one discussion that I have with a lot of business owners that are really, really struggling with the generation gap in the workplace. And it can actually work both ways. I think we're quite used to looking at the younger generation and stereotyping the younger generation. And I'll put my hand up and say I'm the first to do that as well. But it does work both ways. So for the first time in history, we now have five generations in the same workforce. And that, I think, just to start off with, is a massive realization for me that that is so evident in our businesses. And the first step really is to understand what the differences are. So I'm going to explain them now with what I guess a stereotype is for each. So traditionalists are the hardest working as they've lived through the Great Depression, and they're going to continue to work for a long time to come. They prefer milestone recognition and like to know that they have security in their job and value flexible schedules. So you can go and search the actual years that the traditionalist person is. It's obviously the older generation, but I don't know the years that it starts from. But it's good to know, number one, that if you have one in your office, they do prefer that milestone recognition. So keep that in mind to, I guess, make sure you understand their love language. And knowing that they've obviously got the security in their job is great, and the flexible schedules as they get older is also well received. So that's just a really good thing to know and understand. Next, we have the baby boomers. So they're considered the most productive in the workplace today, and they generally like a monetary reward and peer recognition. And they also will assume that all is well unless you say something to them. So they will just get on with their job. And if there's a problem, you need to let them know. Otherwise, they will just assume it's all good and maybe be oblivious to reading the signs that something is not so good. So keep that in mind with the baby boomers. Gen X. So these guys were left on their own when they were younger because their parents were loyal and working, and they appreciate the work-life balance more. They also appreciate bonuses and gift cards. So if you have one of them in your business, keep that in mind. They are also really good at working independently, and they like recognition from the boss. So again, really good to understand that that's their style. So making sure if you are a boss that you give them that recognition as opposed to maybe the manager above them doing that. And I'll get into a bit later, but this generation is going to be really important to know who they are in your business, and I'll explain why in a minute. By 2028, Gen X will outweigh the baby boomers in the workplace. So another really good thing to know. Now let's talk about the millennials. They work towards continuing growth academically, They like public recognition and a flexible schedule. They enjoy ongoing training and growth and prefer transparency and regular performance reviews. So this is a really great thing to understand because obviously the younger we get, the higher the turnover. So if we can start to understand what they're wanting from an employer, then it's going to definitely maybe help with the longevity of them in the workplace. Now, Gen Zs, these are the ones that are throwing us all, me included. They are wired. They grew up with mobiles and they are the most multiracial generation. So they're very open to diversity. They are all about meaningful work and mentorship, and they prefer social rewards and experiences, and they're wanting that workplace flexibility and online training opportunities. So we've sort of covered a little bit about them all. The next step, we need to learn how to have a culture within our business of cross-generational mentoring. So the best way to do this is to use the Gen X to bridge the gap with your staff. So just before I mention that Gen X are really important in their business, and it's good to know that the Gen X are probably going to make some really great managers in your business. I am no complete expert, so I don't want to claim that I am, but I would say to someone who is maybe having difficulty that from a management point of view, be careful if you are putting a traditionalist or a Gen Y, for example, or a millennial in that management position, because it's going to be hard to bridge that gap when it comes to just getting it all to all the generations to mix together. So Gen X, find out what year they are just on Google, and they will be your best people to be in that management leadership position, in my personal opinion. The other thing to know is don't build your business around one type of generation, and be really flexible with your leadership styles so that we can allow everyone to communicate in their own way while getting the same result. So that is a tip. And when I was at this conference, what happened was I had put my hand up and said to the person speaking, I've got a Gen Y in my office who doesn't like making phone calls. And, I am pushing her to make phone calls. We've got to, one phone call a day, two phone calls a day. And she obviously just wants to do SMS and email. That's where her comfort is. And what was really funny was that the guy asking a question after me was younger and obviously was managing an older demographic. And he said, really funny that she's just asked this question, because I was going to ask the same, but in reverse. He said, I've got a staff member who insists on making phone calls all the time, and it drives me up the wall because it could be so much quicker with an SMS. So really good to understand. And it was just ironic that we both had those questions, but from the reverse. So the answer to that, the questions that we had from the speaker was, your generation is going like that. So that's sort of the Gen X, Gen X and above, I would say. We're used to, looking at tasks and going from A to B to C to D to E. So we go in a nice flow. But the millennials and the younger ones, they basically like to go from A to D to B to C to E. Now, we both end up at E, so we end up at the same result. So by looking at the answer in that context helped me understand that we still got to the same outcome, and just because they jump a little bit doesn't make it wrong. So let them communicate their way with SMS. So basically go to the staff member and let them know what needs to be done. And the end result, the E of the situation, let them communicate their way. So if it is by SMS or email, but if they don't get to E by doing it their way, then they know that they're going to have to do that phone call, or maybe in reverse the SMS, whatever style it is. So if they understand, then it definitely needs to be explained, but always give them the opportunity to communicate in their method first. And obviously, like we said, explain to them the reason why you need to get to sort of E as well. So that really helped me. The other thing that she talked about was just getting past those stereotypes and stop thinking that one generation is right and one is wrong. I fell into that trap. So for me, that was a big eye opener. And also remember that while your staff are multi-generational, so are your clients. So your clients are also going to appreciate different communication styles as well. So we're very fortunate in property management that most of our systems have access to phone call, SMS, and email options. So be mindful that, yeah, while we have multi-generational staff, so are our clients, and we have to be accommodating for all of them. Now, the other thing I'll just briefly mention on is that reverse mentoring. So that's allowing the younger generations to support the older ones when it comes to technology. So look at the value that a younger person brings into the business and allow your business to be fluid to allow for those changes, and also take the time to understand why that generation is doing it the way they are so that you can understand as well. So, I mean, I hope that helps. I know that it's such a big struggle with so many people in so many employers at the moment. So if you do want to reach out to me to chat about sort of any pain points, just give me a call or send me an email, and hopefully this helps you just understand it a little bit more and maybe a few little tweaks that you can do in your business to just bridge that gap with everybody despite their age. Good luck.
MCG Quantity Surveyors are a favourite for property managers around Australia to help their clients maximise their cash flow through tax depreciation. I love how they place a strong emphasis on industry-leading education and data releases that they share with our community, and because they support the property industry so much, it is a no-brainer to use them for all your tax depreciation needs.